This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Today we welcome Alexander Vitanov, who is an Interlochen Arts Academy student and a camper this summer. Alexander, welcome to Classical IPR.
Thank you for inviting me here. It's a pleasure to be here, and you have such a lovely studio.
We are very glad to have you here playing in our studio today. So you are from Macedonia. How did you find out about Interlochen?
How I found about Interlochen is by my theory professor, Damian Temkov. He told me, hey, check out this place and maybe apply to it. So I applied and I got accepted first in the camp, the summer camp, and then I got accepted in the academy. So it's been life-changing.
Yeah, so you were a camper last summer. Then you did your junior year at Interlochen Arts Academy. You're here for camp now and you're staying for your senior year in the fall. How's camp different from academy?
Camp is more intensive. Also, at camp, there are a lot more people than academy, and it's more fun.
How about the food?
The food is actually great here. There is so many different foods that you can try here. And I always say to my friends, they keep complaining about the food. And I'm like, listen, guys, you need to be more creative with what we have in Stone. If you're more creative, you'll have such a great time in Stone.
So what's a creative thing you've made in the cafeteria?
Well, let's say I would get a deep dish and then I would put some banana in it, little slices, strawberries, apple. I would cut the apple in little pieces, put the apple in. Then I would put some raisins in it and some dry grapes. And also I would add some honey to it. So you have a nice fruit salad. Also, I've done many more things, but yeah, all it takes is creativity.
So what's something that you really miss from home?
What I miss from home mostly is my family, my closest members of my family, and a few of my friends.
We're going to hear you play some music of Grigoraš Dinikų today. This is the Horace Staccato, and pianist Susan Snyder is here. What's something that you really like about the Horace Staccato?
First of all, it's a very nice piece, and it comes kind of like from what we have at the Balkans, the culture at the Balkans. It's in two halves, so the rhythm is very specific, and it's a dance. It's a Romanian dance that people usually play at weddings, so for me, it makes me very excited, and it makes me feel like I'm at a wedding in my country, and I'm having great, great fun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here is our guest today, trumpeter Alexander Vitanov, and he's performing the Horace Staccato by Grigoraš Dinikų in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
the Hora Staccato by Grigoraš Diniku, performed in Studio 8 Interlaken Public Radio by trumpeter Alexander Vitanov with collaborative pianist Susan Snyder. Alexander, those are a lot of notes in that piece.
Yeah, it's a pretty challenging piece for me, but it's a special pleasure to play this piece.
So can you play anything else the rest of the day after you've played that, or do you need to rest?
Actually, I can, because this piece is very short. It's around 2 minutes. Depends on how fast I play it. And then after a few minutes, I feel like I'm new. It doesn't take that much energy. Maybe it's more psychological. You gotta just enjoy the piece. It's a dance.
Now, you mentioned earlier you missed some of your friends who are still home in Macedonia, but some of your friends are here with you at Interlaken, and now we've actually have a couple of them in the studio sitting in on the session with us today. So did your friends come to Interlaken because you came here first?
I told every one of my friends that were musicians, if you want to come and check out this place, because it's a lovely place. So actually, three of my friends came here. It's Stefan, Ilya, and Viktor, and we are having great time here. I'm really enjoying seeing some of my friends here, because I was here for 1 year, the whole year I was here alone, and then I'm having such a great time this summer, and I really hope some of them come to the academy here too.
Yeah, we would love to have them at the academy. What instruments do they play?
Two of them play the clarinet, and one of them plays the trombone.
Well, I think you should put together a chamber ensemble with your friends and come play for us sometime.
Yes, actually, I've started a big project of mine. I'm transposing some Macedonian folk songs for a brass quintet and other chambers, so maybe sometime.
Okay, well, I have a studio space for you when you're ready to have that recorded. So we hope you'll come back when those are ready to play. Alexander Vitanov is a student of Ken Larson. Alexander, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio 8 Interlaken Public Radio.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.
This edition of Studio 8 was engineered by Brock Mormon. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.